Game 6 of the World Series. The scene shifts back to L.A. with Houston leading 3-2. The Dodger fans ready for this one. They know their backs are against the wall. Rich Hill on the mound going up against Justin Verlander. Pick it up in the first. Verlander looking good facing Corey Seager.
Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, no score. Turner with a pop-up. Left side, camping at the line. Alex Bregman makes a catch, a step in fair territory. The Dodgers go in order. Second out of the third, George Springer coming up. Hill delivers, a swing and a fly ball to right. Drifting back is Puig. At the wall, it's gone. A home run for George Springer. His fifth home run of the postseason and his fourth of the World Series. The Astros take a 1-0 lead. Verlander into the line, the big righty deals. Swung on and missed strike three. Well, Verlander now has struck out 6, hasn't walked anybody. And Bellinger, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat, is coming up. Verlander deals, Bellinger swings and misses, and down on strikes. Verlander is locked in. He has struck out 7. The Astros now are in business. They've got second and third with nobody out in the fifth, and Josh Reddick coming up. Hill on 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. 74-mile-an-hour curveball. Reddick is retired, first out of the fifth, and now Verlander coming up. Hill has struck out 4, desperate for his fifth. Did he check his swing? No, he went around. Strike three. Now there's 2 out. George Springer, who hit the home run off Morrow in the 7th inning on Sunday night, is intentionally walked, and it's not going to get any easier as Alex Bregman comes up, and Hill is coming out. And the fans don't like it. Brandon Morrow will be coming in with the bases loaded, 2 out in the 5th inning of the 6th game of the World Series. Morrow delivers. Swing and a ground ball slowly hit to short. Seager's got it, throws to first. Inning is over and Morrow gets the job done. The Astros begin the inning with second and third, nobody out, and come up empty. Might that be a momentum swing for the Dodgers?
The Dodgers have another addition in their bullpen. He's not throwing right now, but he's a left-hander. Clayton Kershaw.
Gurriel at second base. McCann at first. Watson's 5th appearance of the World Series. This, of course, game 6. Here's a 3-1 to Marwin Gonzalez. Line drive caught by Utley behind second base. That'll end the inning. 54,128, and all of them are standing. Good speed on the bases with Barnes at second, Utley at first. Astros leading it 1-0, nobody out. Bottom of the 6th, the 1-2. Line drive, base hit, it's fair, rolling to the right field corner. Barnes will score, Utley is on his way to third, he'll be held there, sliding in with a double head first is Taylor. The Dodgers have tied the score at 1. Chris Taylor delivers big yet again.
Clutch.
Verlander. The Seager. Fly ball to right field. It's well hit. It's on its way, and it's going to be caught against the wall by Reddick. Tagging and scoring is Utley. Reddick ran out of room. He caught it against the wall, but the sack fly by Seager has given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. Verlander getting the sign from McCann, taking all sorts of time. Now the righty into the wind. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Bellinger struck out for the 3rd time tonight. 9 strikeouts for Verlander. Verlander gives up 2 runs and 3 hits, and he's getting high fives and pats on the back in the dugout, so this night is done. 1st and 3rd, 2 outs, 7th inning. Now it's up to Altuve. Hiatus set. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Ground ball slowly hit to 3rd. Turner picks it up, throws to 1st. Low. Dugout by Bellinger. That will end the inning. Cody Bellinger saves Turner's bacon and saves the Dodgers a run. So it's 2-1 Dodgers, 1 out, nobody on, bottom of the 7th. Musgrove into the wind, here's a pitch, Peterson with a fly ball to left. Well hit, back at the wall, Gonzalez lets it go out. Peterson delivers again. What a World Series for Jock Peterson. Jumping for joy, rounding 3rd, heading home. The Dodgers lead 3-1. Jock Peterson was a vision of unrestrained joy. As he was heading toward 3rd base, he was jumping up and down like a little kid. And rounding 3rd, heading for home, more of the same. He's getting high fives and Pats on the back in the dugout, and the Dodgers are up 3-1. Two out, nobody on. Top of the eighth. Dodgers 3, Astros 1. Jansen to throw his seventh pitch. The left-handed hitting McCann. 1-for-2. Swings and misses. Strike 3. Dropped by Barnes. Throws to first to complete the strikeout. Dodgers are 3 outs away from forcing Game 7. The Dodgers 1 out away from forcing Game 7.
Jansen pitching like a man on a mission. 1-2-3 in the eighth. He's gotten the first two batters here in the ninth.
Now Beltran, the 40-year-old veteran with two out. No balls, two strikes. Jansen to Beltran. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Dodgers win 3-1, and tomorrow night there will be a seventh game of the World Series.
Dodgers stay alive and force a deciding Game 7 back in L.A. on Wednesday. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after the Game 6 victory.
Never been a part of a Game 7. This is when you're a young kid and you're kind of trying to play through all the heroes and the heroics and talking about a Game 7 in the World Series. And here we are. I know that we're happy to be at home. And tonight was very energetic, exciting. I know we love being in front of our fans, and I know we'll be ready to win a baseball game. The off day did him well, and talking to him, he felt good and wanted the baseball again. And I think that at this point in time of the season, I think it's really, for our guys, speaking for our guys, it's not about the workload. Every guy on our staff wants the baseball. And so this is what they train for. This is what guys live for. So to see Brandon respond the way he did, I'm not surprised and obviously very encouraged. That's just the thing about Cody and a lot of our guys, where tonight the bat wasn't there, but he made some very huge defensive plays in that playoff. Altuve's bat was a game changer. And when you get a young player that isn't there with the bat but can still have the presence in mind to still play defense and impact the game, when you're talking about Clayton Kershaw, Game 7, I think anything's within reason. So now when we look at what we have, we're going to go through it and think through how we can kind of get through, navigate tomorrow. But knowing that we have Alex Wood, Clayton, and everyone else available, that's a good sign. But Clayton, it's hard to kind of put a number on him.
Chris Taylor got the Dodgers on the board with an RBI double that tied the game in the sixth. Taylor spoke to the media after the win.
Just shorten up and put a ball in play. You know, he's really tough. He's got that fastball up in the zone. A good slider. I was just trying to get the barrel on the ball and hope for something good. And, you know, it worked out for me. I hit it right down that line.
You've had a number of big hits this postseason. This place was insane tonight. It's insane right now. How are you able to stay so calm?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just focusing on the game, honestly. You know, it's we feed off the crowd for sure, especially at home. We feel we have a huge home field advantage, so we love it when the crowd gets loud. And yeah, you know, you just gotta lock in and not try to do too much, not let it get the best of you, and just keep things simple.
Kenley Jansen picks up the 6-out save as the bullpen goes 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Jansen spoke after the victory.
He asked me, how you feel? I'm like, I'm going all the way. So it's no tomorrow. We got to believe. And on this situation, you know, I don't care how you feel. You know, we know it's a long year, but you got to believe. And that's what we keep doing right now.
There's no tomorrow, but there is tomorrow, and it's Game 7. Will you be ready?
I will be ready. Whatever they want me to do, I'll be ready.
Jock Peterson with his third homer of the World Series. He talked after the win.
The fans came out today. It was super loud here. We're going to need them tomorrow, and we're going to have to take care of business at home.
Clayton Kershaw isn't starting Game 7, but he says he'll be ready to go if needed.
I'll be ready to go from pitch one whenever they need me to.
And I'm sorry I missed this, but how many pitches do you think you can throw tomorrow?
Whatever they need. Yeah, whatever they need. Yeah. It's the last game of the season. Preparation's out the door at this point. You know, the routine's out the door. It's just you know, there's no excuses. You just got to go get guys out as fast as you can and pitch as long as they want you to. And, you know, I kind of had a little bit of a routine today, so I'll try to kind of repeat that as best I can. And I'll be ready whenever they need me to.
It's Game 7 of the World Series in L.A. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yu Darvish up against Lance McCullers Jr.